In Jewish literature, people say that heaven and hell are exactly the same. As one of the stories goes, in heaven and hell, there's a big table. And everything, all kinds of beautiful, wonderful dishes, nutritious and delicious, are there. And everyone is giving very long forks and very long spoons so that they have to feed each other. No one can feed themselves. And so in hell, people go hungry because they refuse to feed each other. And in heaven, everyone has a glorious meal. Of course, this is a story, but a story with a lesson. That cooperation in life, in family, and even in human history makes life go better. I was cleaning up around the church a few days ago, and I noticed some leaves flying by. And I thought to myself, the secret of human flight, the very first step was to discover the principle of dynamic lift, of how a wing can be lifted up with pressure and put aloft a plane. It was so simple that the principle of lift was hidden in plain sight for thousands of years. Leonardo da Vinci knew it was possible, but he didn't know quite how it worked. It took the Wright brothers and their wind tunnel, two bicycle manufacturers and printers, who wanted to solve this problem that we all benefit from because of airplanes. The principle of lift. Birds had it, leaves had it, even people that were blown about by the wind had it, but we couldn't see it until somebody worked it out and made it so that everyone benefited from it. Why do I say this? Because every one of us, if we think about ways that we can help each other in this world, can find some secrets hidden in plain sight. When we suffer, we often ask ourselves the question, why me? The saint said you should never ask that question. You should always ask the question, what benefit, what knowledge, what inspiration can I get from a situation that is otherwise unbearable, difficult, and painful? Perhaps I can discover something that will help other people. Even the discovery of compassion deep in my heart for the human condition can be a source of benefit, not just for myself, but from others. Remember, a few months ago, we showed the little movie, Faith, Hope, and Science by Ken Burns, about nuns in the Midwest who are astonished by human suffering and by their own suffering following a hurricane. But instead of feeling sorry for themselves, they opened a hospital that to this day is known around the world as the Mayo Clinic that provides healing and alleviation of human suffering. So when you're thinking about your life today and maybe some painful situation, don't just think about yourself. Maybe you might be able to discover a principle of human life, of psychology, of spirituality that has been hidden for centuries in plain sight, and you might be the source of healing and the alleviation of human suffering by being a more compassionate person who doesn't simply think about themselves, but thinks about others. Slava Iisusu Christu.